irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, you've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Yeah! Talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Well, what do we mean by that? Raise your vibration. So what are you talking about raising your vibration? Well, every single molecular structure in existence has a vibration. The particles vibrate. And that vibration emits an energy. And that energy reflects what you experience. Welcome to the Vibration Station. This is the show where we like to offer you new perspectives of perceiving the human experience so you can understand actually the quantum mechanics behind your existence. Now, this is not a scientific show. Well, sometimes it is. This is not in any way, shape, or form a religion. What this revolves around is literally just understanding the quantum nature in which you are, the energetic nature of the universe. You are an interconnected energy. You are the energy of creation. To you and through you flows the energy of all that is. You are basically a fractal of the entire consciousness of the universe. Now you're saying, Dave, that's kind of some deep shit, man. How am I a fractal of the entire consciousness of the universe? Well, this is how. From your physical perspective, from your mind and your consciousness, you emit a frequency, you emit a vibration, and that vibration has an equivalent, and that equivalent is the reality in which you experience. Quantum physics has shown us and proven to us that everything you experience is actually a holographic projection of your consciousness. Your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, your expectations, they all manifest in your life. That's why if you're feeling shitty and you're feeling down, well, you're going to attract more people, more experiences, more circumstances that are a perfect vibrational equivalent to feeling shitty and down. On the flip side, if you feel happy, up, uplifted, lively, grateful, excited, abundant, joyful, laughter-driven. That's exactly what you're going to attract. You're going to attract all those positive things. Now, there's this constant fluctuation in vibration, right? Sometimes you feel happy, sometimes you feel sad, you hear some good news, you get really stoked, you hear some bad news, you feel really bad. Well, this is why it doesn't seem like you're creating a reality in each and every single moment of each and every single day, because it's not focused. If you were to actually completely block out any other thoughts regarding your exterior experience and only focus on your internal state of being, you would see very quickly that the universe is responding to your thought patterns. Little introduction of vibration. Today's show, we are going to be talking about releasing your expectation for other people. We're going to be talking about learning how to let go of your reactive response to the people and circumstances around you that aren't necessarily turning out in the way that you would like them to. Now, this is an extremely powerful idea when you're capable of releasing your attachment to the exterior circumstances and embodying an internal state of oneness, of contentment, of joy, of gratitude, regardless of what's going on the outside. You must reflect a reality that is a vibrational equivalent to happiness, joy, laughter, abundance, gratitude. So all I ever want for you is to be the happiest that you can possibly be, right? We've all gone through depressive times, some people more than others. If I'm being completely honest with myself and honest with you, I will say I've definitely gone through periods of depression, long periods of depression. And when I go through those periods of depression, wow, life just gets so shitty, like to the point where I don't even want to deal with it anymore. But then that's when I will turn on some Abraham Hicks, or I'll listen to some Bashar, or I'll listen to some Dr. Wayne Dyer. I'll listen to these teachers that have mastered their ability to control their internal state of emotion as opposed to reacting to the external state of circumstance. So in today's show, we are going to be diving in to facets of different ways to really release your neediness for someone to be a certain way, act a certain way, do a certain things, think a certain way, or even circumstances around you. So let me give you a perfect example. Let's say that you are in a relationship and you say to yourself, oh, well, I wish my partner did this. Well, when you say, I wish my partner did this, you're emitting a frequency that actually says my partner is doing what I don't want them to do. But it's good that you recognize that you want your partner to do something else. Now, this can be applied and is applied to every single relationship and every single facet of your life, whether it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whether it's a mother, whether it's a father, whether it's a brother, whether it's a sister, whether it's a boss, whether it's a relationship that you have with an addiction, whatever it might be. You understand? So with all these relationships that you have in your life, let it be with a person, place, or thing, or mindset, thought pattern, you have the power to reconstruct, to defractalize, then refractalize. And what do I mean by that? A fractal is a portion of the whole. So when you defractalize, you are deconstructing the old to reconstruct the new. And this is how you literally, by using the laws of the universe, the laws of vibration, and understanding the basic laws of quantum physics, this is how you can start attracting the things that bring you more joy, attracting the things that bring you more happiness. Right. Now, it's okay for us to get in a depressed state when someone or something isn't going the way that we like. But what the true testament is how long are you going to stay there for? Are you going to dwell in it for 5 minutes? Are you going to dwell in it for a day? Are you going to dwell in it for a week? Are you going to dwell in it for a month? Are you going to dwell in it for a year? Are you going to dwell in it for 10 years? Right? And this is what people tend to do, is they have an old story and they hold on to that story so tightly because that story is what gives them definition. It actually is just feeding the ego mind. So when you hold on to the story and it says, I don't have this, I wish this person was this way, I want this and I, whatever it might be, that is just retelling and then reprojecting through your consciousness that old story. Make sense? Feel free to email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Now, the inspiration for today's show is because we actually have been receiving quite a few emails from people saying, I wish a circumstance was different in my life. Not in those exact words, but in different words, but basically the same thing. We've had a lot of emails lately of people saying, I've noticed that my sister, like there's this one person, Bethany. Thank you, Bethany, for the email. Bethany was explaining to us how her sister, ever since she got this new boyfriend, has been disrespecting her more than usual. She says that she doesn't think that this boyfriend is a good influence in her life, and she doesn't know what to do about it. Her and her sister have always had a really great relationship. And all of a sudden, this guy comes in, and then her sister starts getting somewhat of a sense of entitlement, right? Well, what I responded to Bethany was I told her, instead of focusing on the facets of your sister and her boyfriend that you don't like, give gratitude for first and foremost the contrast. Give gratitude for understanding that, wow, thank you for blessing me with a situation to where I can sift through what it is that I do want, what it is that I don't want, and then focus on what it is that you do want. Let's say that you have a father that isn't necessarily acting in the way that you want him to act, or a mother isn't necessarily acting in the way that you want her to act. Instead of focusing on, oh, I wish they did this, or I wish they did that, or if only they could be this way, if only they could be this way, focus on, thank you for the contrasting experience. Thank you for showing me exactly what it is that I do want to focus on, what it is that I don't want to focus on. And even though it's right up in your face, you still have the ability of detaching yourself from that person's current state of consciousness and only choosing to see the light within them. Say, oh, instead, you know what? Here's another thing that I get from a lot of people is, oh, well, that's just sad that they're like that. Well, you know, that doesn't really help either, because then you're just putting more sadness. You're saying, oh, well, that's sad. Well, then you're creating a situation that's sad, and then it makes you sad. And then, so instead of saying, oh, that's sad, say, oh, I see this person's power. Although I might not agree with the way this person is responding, I honor their strength. I honor their power. Look at how many beautiful things they've done for me throughout my life. Look at how many beautiful things they've done for other people throughout their life. And it's not sad that they're in this position. They manifested it. This is exactly what their soul needs to learn at this time, although it seems like it's a burden on you. So release the burden. And here's another thing. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to go to someone that you love and you trust and you care for and you know is always there for you and say, hey, listen, I'm going through a little bit of a rut right now and I could really use your assistance. Now, obviously, you don't want to bombard them, because then that's going to just, you know, spin them out. But what you're going to want to do is share with them, this is how I'm feeling, and this is the contrasting experiences that I'm receiving from this person or this circumstance in my life. So instead of focusing on the shittiness, I'm going to focus on their strength. But to focus on their strength, I need a little help from you. And then reach out to the people that mean the most to you. Reach out to the people that have always been there for you. Reach out to the people that you know will unconditionally love and support you no matter what you're going through. And ask them for assistance. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not going to burden someone else. They want to help. People are always looking for circumstances to help other people. They're always looking for opportunities to be of assistance. It's in our nature. It's in our human DNA to want to help one another. You understand? By the way, if you want to call in on the show, we open the phone lines, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can call in live on the air. Don't be scared. Go ahead. Give us a call. Talk to me. Talk about a situation that you're going through in your life, and let's see if we can help you with it. So just like the email that I received from Bethany, where she said that her sister is acting differently towards her ever since she got this boyfriend, my response to Bethany, once again, to reiterate myself, and this is going to be my response to you, regardless of the situation that you're in that you want changed, is focus on the good things that Bethany's sister, that I'm saying to Bethany, focus on the good things your sister has done for you. Focus on the good times that you guys have had together. And focus on how this boyfriend is actually teaching your sister things about herself that she never even knew. So that is a blessing in and of itself. So without the contrasting experience of this boyfriend, her sister would never be able to learn and grow and expand in the ways that she is calling, that her soul is calling to. See, she wouldn't have experienced it. The sister, Bethany's sister, wouldn't be experiencing the circumstance of this boyfriend if Bethany's sister wasn't a vibrational equivalent to the lessons that she needs to learn. And maybe the boyfriend has a lot to learn from her. Maybe the boyfriend turns out to be a great guy and then apologizes and says, I'm sorry for acting this way. I was different once before, but now I have changed. Right? Or maybe he just gets spun out and stays in his old vibration, but Bethany's sister chooses to raise her vibration and see the contrasting experience. Email me, Bethany's sister, if you want. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. We can work through this together. So this is what I share with you is you have the power in each and every single moment to determine how you feel, how you want to respond to a situation. But what we tend to do, which is our lizard mind, the base of our brain, see our thoughts, our brain has basically different platforms, and each platform represents a different response. So when you're operating from the reptilian mind, the base, the lizard brain, you've heard of the lizard brain before, when you're operating from the base of your brain, that's reactive. That's a very reactive state of consciousness. It doesn't let you look over the situation, doesn't let you evaluate the contrast, doesn't let you say, okay, actually I'm going to shift into gratitude. That is the prefrontal lobe cortex. Now, the prefrontal lobe cortex of the brain is the decision-making part of your brain. That's why kids make silly decisions, is because their prefrontal lobe cortex isn't developed until they're about anywhere between the ages of, if you're maturing early, 18, and then if you, you know, traditionally around 21 and then up to 23, sometimes even 25, depending on the person's brain growth, once again. So these are really profound concepts that if you can grasp them and if you can harness them, you can flip your life upside down in an instant. Now that doesn't mean that just because you decide that you're going to look at the goodness within this person instead of looking at the things that you don't like, that all of a sudden they're going to change. But what that means is you're going to change. And if you change and you choose to only focus on the good things within this person or these people or this circumstance, then the circumstance over time must change. It's vibrational law. Just in the same way that you tune into an AM/FM radio. If you want to tune in here in Los Angeles, we have KLOS, would be our classic rock station. If you want to tune into KLOS, you need to go to 95.5. You can't go to 95.5 and hear what's on the station, The Wave. You need to tune into 94.7 to get The Wave. So, in the same way that you're tuning your reality, you get to tune your responses to those around you and the responses to the circumstances around you. So this is where your true power lies. Your true power lies in your ability to supersede exterior circumstances and embody the emotion that you want to experience. Embody the emotion that serves your highest and greatest good in each and every single moment. Now, I'm not saying that it's bad if you dip into a low state. I'm not saying it's bad if you dip into depression. It just is. It's a choice. No one's gonna, maybe people might, right? Because people aren't necessarily responding in the way that the universe does. But what I'm saying is, you're not going to get a slap on the wrist for being depressed. That's just the experience that you're going to have. You're just going to have a depressed experience. And if you want that for yourself, then continue that state of consciousness. But if you want more joy, if you want more abundance of life, if you want more laughter and you want more fun, you got to find things to already trigger those emotions within yourself. You need to find reasons to be happy for the universe to yield to you more experiences of happiness. You got to find things already in your life to be grateful for the universe to yield to you more things to be grateful for. You need to feel the essence of abundance before expecting the universe to flood you with abundance when you're still living in lack. It's a very simple and basic concept. If you really think about it, it's not hard at all. 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4, right? You think happy thoughts, you vibrationally attract happy experiences. You think depressive or judgmental thoughts, you're going to have a judgmental and depressive experience. No one is better than the other. It just is. right? And that's another thing. You got to realize, it just is. It's okay to feel however you feel in this moment. It's just your choice whether you want to feel better and look at the light within that person, or feel worse and look at the things that they're doing that doesn't serve you. Right? So what today's show is dedicated to is reminding you of these universal laws, and also reminding you of certain tactics, certain ways that you can approach circumstances and people in your life that aren't necessarily manifesting in the way that you choose. What I always go to, see, on my social media page on Instagram, universalconsciousness.1111, you can check us out there. What we do is we offer what's called spiritual clarity calls. And these clarity calls are, it's basically a platform for people that are going through hard times, or just need someone to talk to, or just need some, quote unquote, clarity, right? That's what it's about, is clarity. And we get a lot of people calling in saying, this is not going the way that I want it to. I feel like I don't have enough money. I feel like I am not in a healthy relationship. I feel like I'm losing attachment to my children or my parents, whoever it is that's calling. And interestingly enough, the responses from me and my partners are always the same thing. Of course, worded differently, with every single circumstance has its own original substance. But it really revolves around the same idea. View that person as you wish for them to be. But then they say, oh, well, I live with them and they're up in my face all the time. How do I just view this person? How do I just view the goodness in this person when they're up in my face and they're putting me down and they're doing this? Well, you detach, just like the Buddha did. He detached. He said, I'm going to sit under my Bodhi tree until I find the meaning to life, until I find enlightenment. And do you know what he had to do? He had to detach. He had to detach from what other people thought of him. He had to detach from his relationship with abundance. And he was a prince, so he had all the money in the land. Right? But he had to detach from that. He had to detach from the exterior circumstances so he could master his inner state of being. And when you master, when you become the inner master, that's when the exterior starts to reflect your inner mastery. And that's what, here on the Vibration Station, we strive and we assist you in, is becoming the master of your internal state of consciousness by releasing attachment to the external circumstances. So, like I said, on these clarity calls, the first thing that I ask a lot of people to do is, I said, do you have some clean water by you? And most of the time they say yes. I said, all right, go grab that clean, fresh water. I said, now hold that water and just thank the water. Understand that this water is your life force. So is your breath. Thank each breath that you take. Now, that doesn't mean that each and every single moment you're like, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're not going to get any work done. You're not going to get any, right? But it's understanding the importance and the power of feeling grateful for the very basic and simple things that we take for granted on a day-to-day basis. We're actually working with a company right now. The company's name is Spiritual Culture. You can check them out on Instagram as well, spiritual_culture. Spiritual Culture is donating 50% of their proceeds. They sell really cool jumpers. They're based out of the UK. They sell like t-shirts and jumpers and different products that's very conscious, and they have sacred geometry symbols and very cool stuff. But they're donating 50% of the proceeds to getting clean water, food, and supplies to those in need in Masako in Tanzania. Now, before getting in correlation and collaboration with this company, I had no idea that these people in Masako had to walk about 6 kilometers a day just to get this dirty, shitty water Now, how blessed are we that we can go to the store or even go to our fridge or go to our sink, get a glass of water or even a 24-pack, a bottle of water, and just sip it. I'm going to do this right now. I have a delicious bottle of water right in my hand, and I'm going to say, thank you for serving my body. I honor and appreciate the life force that you give to me in this moment. This moment, I bless this water, and I bless all the water in my body, and I bless all the water on the planet, and I bless all the water that's operating in all bodies of all inhabitants of planet Earth, all the animals and the people and the bugs and the streams and the rivers. And I'm going to take a sip. It's delicious. Now, I could be going through the most destructive time in my life, but if I take a moment and I give my gratitude for this water, I have just opened up a channel within my consciousness to receive more things to be grateful for. Now, also what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a big, deep breath. I'm just going to go. Thank you. I'm going to thank the air. Thank the clean air. Right? How good does that feel? If you guys are doing this with me, you're going to feel there's a shift in your consciousness. You could probably hear it in my voice. I'm going to thank my ability to speak to you via cyberspace through a microphone. What beautiful technology. Wow. I could speak to you guys. I could communicate to you. You could communicate to me. 323-203-0815 if you want to call in, put in your 2 cents. We could communicate with each other. We could share gratitude, compassion, abundance, joy with each other because of the fantastic, magnificent creation of the microphone, which is working with the internet, which is working with the soundboard, which is working with the computer, which is working with, I mean, there are all these cooperative components that are in perfect alignment to be able to communicate. In the same way that by blessing the water, your consciousness becomes a cooperative component to receiving more things to be grateful for. So start small and then go big. That's what I always do. And it really helps. And when you start with the small things like thank you for the water, thank you for the clean oxygen, thank you for my transportation, whether it's a car, a bike, a bus, thank you for my ability to get to point A and point B safely, right? Even if you've had traumatizing experiences with transportation in the past, maybe you've been in a bad car accident, maybe someone you know has had a traumatic experience with cars. I know I have. And I have had to work on that a lot with myself, feeling and mustering up the courage to drive like an hour away from my house. I know it sounds really silly, but I've had some really terrible experiences in my past with transporting myself with cars. But now I have a brand new relationship with my transportation. I have a crystal in my car that I know in my mind it could be placebo, or it could be just the vibration of the crystal that it's emitting, or it's a combination of both. What it is my expectation. I expect that because the crystal is in the car, I am protected by a golden, divine, white, impenetrable shield of light. So I know without a shadow of a doubt that the moment I get in my car, I will be transported safely. Give gratitude for your transportation. Give gratitude for the people in your life that have always been there for you. And even if something changed in that relationship, even if something shifted, give gratitude for that shift, because that shift is a perfect direct manifestation of growth, whether it might not seem like it. It might not seem, oh, well, how is it growing if this person got sick? Well, this person needed to get sick so they could learn their own lessons. And as long as you're not caught up on their illness, you can learn from it too. If you focus on them being healthy, if you only accept interacting with a version of them that is healthy and wise and learning their lesson that they need to learn, you will learn the lesson that you need to learn. Now we're going to loop around to another facet of quantum physics. You only interact with a version of other people that are vibrational equivalent to your consciousness. Now, what does that mean? That means that if I am in a good mood, I will only attract people that, for the most part, are in a good mood. And if I am in a good mood and I do attract someone that's not in a good mood, then that just means that there is a facet of my consciousness, maybe subconsciously, a vibration that I'm emitting, that I needed to learn this lesson from this person that wasn't in a good mood. And I accept that. Instead of being like, fuck that person, they're not in a good mood. Excuse my French. You know. Instead of looking at what you don't want, you got to look at what you do already have. And then you got to feel as if you have the things that you already want. And that's how you release your expectation to the circumstances and to the reactions of the people and things around you. We all are going to have contrasting experiences in your life. That's why you incarnated on this planet at this time, because you knew that it was going to be a cluster of contrasting experiences, a cluster of you choosing what you want and what you don't want. If you've experienced lack, then focus on abundance. Expect abundance. Feel abundant. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am worthy of receiving God's limitless abundance. And then you get inspired. And when you get inspired, you take action on that inspiration, and then the abundance comes. That's how it works. But if you look in the mirror and you say, I don't have what I want, well, you're going to get more of what you don't want. Whatever you are emitting is exactly what you will receive. And the more that you focus, the more you slow your thoughts down and really harness your energy on focusing on that, what you wish to experience, whether it be lack and depression or whether it be joy and abundance, that's just what you're going to get more of. It's a very profound but yet simple concept that we tend to completely surpass, because we're so overwhelmed with what's going on the outside. Oh, this person is now president. Oh, life sucks because this person's president. Well, are you seeing this person? Are you having to interact with this person? Like, all of these things are components in what you experience, right? So whether you like the president or not, forget about it. Focus on your experience. And you say, how can I forget about it? He's making central policy decisions that are affecting my life. Okay, well, stop focusing on what you don't want and start focusing on what you do want. And you just might be able to interact with the vibrational equivalent of the version of this president that serves your highest and greatest good. Instead of focusing on, oh, I wish it was like this, I wish it was like that, I wish it was like this, I wish it was like that. Say, I'm grateful for this, I am grateful for that, I know this is coming, I believe and I trust, I have faith in my creative power. And by having faith in my creative power, I supersede and surpass any and all lower vibrations that no longer serve my highest and greatest good. Check this out, guys. Catch the Spiral. Chances Are Good. What a beautiful song. Just listen to the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics. Super profound. Check it out.
So paint the picture. spiral of the moment. Feel the bliss of being open to the miracles. Yeah, feel the love inside your soul. Catch the smoke and let it flow with the ethereal. Cause there's no time to read a script. Channel now and let it rip the materials. Cause there's a hole in time and space, and it's right here in our face. So paint the pictures. If you didn't bring a paintbrush, don't blush. Everybody is an artist, tell the ego hush. Open up your heart and get yourself a refill. Be still, let it flow, this is God's will. Every moment is the perfect time for channeling. Music, art, and dance, and poetry is medicine. And everybody needs a little bit of healing. Share with all of us your point of view of living. Use that raw primal power of adrenaline. I feel the inspiration, so I grab the pen again and write with a better venice and benevolence. Every creature sings a song for existence. Feel the bliss pulsing through your sacred bloodstream. Find that center point, spiral out in golden beam. Transform a deep sleep into vivid dreams. Lose your fear of flying, you were born with eagle wings. So feel the goodness, no should. Let's forget about the bullshit. Follow your bliss. You got a whole lot of gifts, and yet you're waiting for Nathan. The now and here is heaven. It's time to create. Your will is one with your fate. So feel the goodness, no should. Let's forget about the bullshit and follow your bliss. You got a whole lot of gifts, and yet you're waiting for Nathan. The now and here is heaven. It's time to create. Your will is one with your fate.
You hear that, guys? Catch the spiral of the moment, right? So what is that? Feel this, catch the spiral of the moment. Feel the bliss of being open to the miracles. I know, I need voice lessons. Yeah. Feel the love inside your soul. Catch the smoke and let it flow. You're like, David, stop singing. But no, seriously, this song is the perfect essence. It just captures the essence of what we're talking about today. Catch the spiral of the moment, feel the bliss of being open to the miracles. Right? There's no time to need a script. Channel now and let it rip the material. See? So what it means is, like, through your focus, through your deliberate choice to catch the spiral of the moment and feel the bliss of being open to the miracles, you dissipate all resistant thoughts, all resisting energies and thought patterns that don't serve your ascension and growth process. You literally rip the material of time and space. You bend time and space with your consciousness, with your focus, with your mind. The mind is the greatest tool of mastery in the entire universe. When you get your mind in alignment with your heart, in alignment with your soul, you live the life of a fucking king or a queen. You live the life that you came here to lead. That's what this is about, is learning to live the life in a moment-to-moment basis that you came here to live. Sift through the contrast. Sift through the pain. And decide for yourself, does this pain serve me? Does it feel good? Do I enjoy this energy of whatever it is that you're experiencing in this moment? Do I enjoy looking at this person as they're ill? Do I enjoy feeling like the weight of the world is on my shoulders and no one is there to help me? If I enjoy that, keep it up. If I don't enjoy it, I have the power right now to shift from looking at what I don't like within this person into understanding, wow, they're very powerful and they're strong and they're a reflection of me. And if they are a reflection of me and I change my consciousness, then they must change. And if I need some help, I can ask for help. I can ask for angelic assistance, angelic guidance. I can ask for physical assistance, physical guidance. Reach out to the people that you know love you. Reach out to your siblings. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to your family. Reach out to people at work, friends, whatever. Say, hey, if you could help me with this, that'd be great. If it's too much of a burden, don't worry about it. And 9 out of 10 times they'll say, no, I'm more than happy to help. Because like I said, it is coded within our DNA for us to assist one another, especially in times of need. We want the opportunity to help our loved ones. We want the opportunity to help people in need. It serves us. It makes us feel good when we help others. And then when we go in our little downslope and then we reach out to them for help, it makes them feel good that they can help us. It gives us purpose. Greater purpose than just collecting a paycheck. Greater purpose than just providing for a family. Although all of these things are necessities and they're beautiful and they're amazing. But when you can extend a helping hand, or you can even extend yourself to ask for help, that's when so many doors open, and through receiving that help, you will be able to recalibrate your consciousness and view the people and circumstances in your life in a different light. Let's say that there's someone, I'm going to re-go back to this. Let's say that there's someone in your life that isn't acting in the way that you want them to, and it's really bringing you down, like a lot. Well, one of the best things that you could do is, first of all, detach from their emotional response. Understand that they are on their journey. They are learning their own soul lesson that they have manifested, that they have asked to learn in this experience. Whether they agree with that or not, it doesn't matter. It's the laws of the universe, right? And you don't need to get into an argument with them about, oh, you manifested this, so this is your... Trust me, I've been there, and it doesn't work. It makes them more mad, and it makes them pissed at you, because on a deep, 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 deep level, they know it's true. And they don't want to take responsibility for the shitty things. When they do really great things, of course, everyone's ready to take responsibility. But when they manifest really shitty things, no one wants to take responsibility. But when you can take responsibility for the shitty things, even if it is, oh, this person that I'm interacting with isn't reacting to me in the way that I prefer. If you can take responsibility for the way that someone else is acting, wow. Now who holds the power? Ho ho. As above, so below. As within, so without. Right? When you take responsibility for interacting with other people, you claim your power back. And you say, I choose to detach from the facets of you that do not serve my happiness. And in doing so, I also choose to only focus on your strength, on your power, on your relentlessness to be who you are and to learn the soul lessons that you are being asked to learn. And in doing so, I learn the soul lessons that I have to learn in the process. How beautiful is that? It's literally a complete quantum shift. It's a 180 turning of the tables. When you can take responsibility for all facets and all aspects of your life, that's when you embody your power. So if there's one takeaway from today's show, it's being responsible is empowerment. Being responsible for the people that you interact with and knowing that they are a vibrational equivalent to your consciousness is power. By you choosing to change your relationship with the way you react to the way these people are reacting to you or the circumstances or whatever it might be, then you reclaim your power and they must change. Even if science says that's not possible. Even if the doctors say that's not possible, they're going to be like this forever. Well, maybe you're holding on to a thought pattern that says, oh, well, the doctor said that, so it's true. Whatever happened to faith? Paramahansa Yogananda, in his autobiography, it's called The Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda, he talks about literally defying the laws of physics. Now, this is not a man that would make up some shit. This is a masterful, powerful individual that understood his quantum nature. He understood how to harness the energy of creation. He talks about bringing his best friend back to life after 3 days of being pronounced dead. Now, by Western medical standards, you cannot bring a person back to life after them being pronounced dead for 3 days. Well, Paramahansa went to his master, and he said, "Master, I truly believe in my heart that this person is not supposed to, my best friend, he's not supposed to die. He has so much to offer to this world. He was a healthy man." His master says, "Paramahansa, go into the forest, find the specific petal. It's going to be a blue petal. I forget the name of the actual flower, but..." He said, "Go find a petal of this flower and drop 3 drops of this blue petal on the middle of his head, on his third eye, and he will be brought back to life." Lo and behold, Paramahansa goes into the forest. He finds the petal. He drops it on his best friend's forehead, and bam, his spirit is brought back into his body. Whether you believe it or not, go ahead and read the book. Go ahead and read up on Paramahansa Yogananda. Then get back to me. DavesVibrationStation@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. One of the best books I've ever read in my life. Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. He also talks about his ability to levitate. Now, if you went to a doctor, you went to a scientist, and you're like, "Guess what, bro? I learned how to levitate." They'd be like, "You're fucking crazy, and you need to go in a psych ward." And my response to that would be, actually, you just don't understand quantum physics. You just don't understand the quantum mechanics of vibration. You can literally vibrate your molecular structure to such a state to where you can levitate your body. Paramahansa also talks about moving mountains with his mind. If you were to go to someone and say, "Oh, I can move a mountain with my mind," they'd say, "Show me." And then what you would have to do is get into a fifth dimensional state of consciousness. You would have to literally harness the chi, you would harness the energy in your body, and then you, through the constructs of reflecting and projecting through your consciousness, you would be able to manipulate the mountain to your consciousness's expectations. The reason why it doesn't seem like we have these superpowers, or it doesn't seem like we have the ability to only look at someone in a good light when they are only treating us in a way that doesn't serve us, is because we are conditioned to expect. But if you can reconstruct, defractalize, then refractalize the expectations that you have within your consciousness of what you expect from this person, what you expect from this experience, what you expect from your exterior circumstances, and you only focus on expecting happiness, love, abundance, joy, wisdom, laughter, experiences for greatness, opportunities for growth and excitement and joy, that's exactly what you're going to get. You just got to stop focusing so much on the things that don't serve you. You just got to stop focusing so much. "Oh, this person's this way. This is like this. I need more of this." Let that shit go. Act as if you already have it. Act as if these people are already responding to you in the way that you want them to. And you will, I promise on my life, you will see the change. You will see the shift in the people that you interact with, and you will see the shift in your circumstances. That is just the way that it is. That is period, end of report. That's just the way that it is. Whether you like it or not, whatever you focus on, it is exactly what you get. Guys, this has been an amazing show, and it has been my honor to share this Sunday with you. You know all of the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours here on the Vibration Station. We're going to close this show out by offering you a song called Instrument of Love, IOL, from our brother Chances Are Good. You could check him out on Chances Are Good on Bandcamp. Chancesaregood.bandcamp.com. Once again, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to check us out on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. You can also email us on davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. And then you can also check out our conscious company, universalconsciousness.1111. Love you guys with all of my heart, all of our hearts. Bless the water that you drink. Bless the air that you breathe. And know that the more things you find to be grateful for in your life, the more opportunity the universe yields to you for things to be grateful for. Love you guys. Peace! Yo! And songs that shine with fire in the heart, peace in the mind. Yeah, gonna shine this little light of mine. That's the least we could do for creative design. Yeah, to give thanks for the beauty of life. For the most high, multi high, to the motto. Mr. Who Not Poo, who inspires you and I to do whatever we do. Don't you follow your bliss and always sing your truth.